take effect, and your dog will stop doing what he's doing. Yeah. That may take several approaches to home in on the right thing, but these types of homeopathic therapies do work in certain cases.
Okay. Very good. So we got that. There's a couple of events you can go and see throughout the county, so that's good. Just to follow them. And who else you got that you spoke to?
Well, I talked to the owner of Epona Pet Care. As I said before, she calls that a bed and biscuit because she actually cooks for the dogs that she board. She does some small training for them, only using nonviolent methods.
Mm-hmm.
And that all the dogs that are there, they're three, there's a playroom and
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon
Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
We don't condone what he did, but police, we're going to do like you do. When the police kill, you come to their aid. When people on the other side kill police,
yes, sir,
we're coming to their aid. I'm not saying we condone, but we're not throwing them away.
That was activist Ralph Peterson discussing the men who were killed in Dallas last week. Two people arrested Sunday as dozens marched outside Daley Plaza and the Dirksen Federal Building, nearly 20 demonstrators taken into custody the night before near the Taste of Chicago. John Lowry is charged with animal cruelty after more than two dozen dachshunds were found living in filth inside his Hapog, New York home.
They were kept in deplorable conditions, covered in feces and urine. Some were dehydrated, had eye sores as well. Some had lice.
USA Radio News.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So, it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
A new survey from AAA suggests that paying the extra price for so-called top-tier gasoline might just be worth it. John Milbreth from AAA Washington said they found a surprising amount of difference between higher-priced and lower-priced gasolines.
Non-top-tier gasoline caused 19 times more engine deposits than top-tier brands, which really was a surprising result, I think, to AAA. We expected there to be some difference, but were surprised by the magnitude of the difference. There was some evidence that pointed in the study to reversing some engine deposits if you did switch to top-tier gasoline as well. If you've been using non-top-tier and switch, it can have a positive effect on your engine.
Not a bad motoring tip from AAA. Baseball takes its annual mid-season hiatus for the All-Star Game, the Home Run Derby, and the Old Timers Game. And, of course, the game now has some importance as the winning league gets home field advantage in the Fall Classic. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Investigators are looking into the death of dozens of sharks found on the beach in Alabama. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Close to 100 dead sharks were discovered scattered in sand along an Alabama beach, some with fishing nets still around them.
So we checked the beach next door, and what we found, it was just lined with sharks.
At first, they thought they washed ashore, but later noticed this was no accident.
It definitely caught our attention because we know that that's illegal, and you shouldn't be doing that. We just didn't know what to do about it.
Despite those fishing nets, it's still unclear what killed the sharks and how they ended up on the beach. The State Marine Resources Division is investigating, along with the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rowe.
The Legal Aid Justice Center is filing a class action suit against the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles and its Commissioner Richard Holcomb. Frank Hammond has the report.
The suit alleges the DMV is acting unconstitutionally when it automatically suspends the licenses of individuals who fail to pay fines and court fees. Specifically, the lawsuit says the practice unfairly targets indigent individuals who live at or below the federal poverty limit and cannot afford to pay fines and court fees. Court systems named in the suit include Albemarle, Goochland, Henrico, Fairfax, Arlington, and Loudoun counties. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For breaking news, go to usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Sunny today, high in the mid-80s. Clear on the overnight, low in around 60. Same again Tuesday. High near 85, 63 Tuesday night. Sunny again Wednesday. Wednesday night, perhaps a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the evening. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day. And again on Friday, high will be near the 90s, low in the 70s. Saturday looks clear. High near 90. Cloudy on the overnight in the 60s. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Chef Bill's Table every Monday, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm Chef Bill Kinslow, chef at Jake's here in Flemington, serving the community for going on 25 years. So what's going on? Let's see, summer now in full swing. Hope everyone had a nice weekend last weekend, the long weekend, 4th of July. Saturday coming up, this Saturday, Salsa Night in downtown Flemington draws huge crowds. It's a lot of fun. Looks like the weather around here is going to be ideal. Of course, we'll be there. Jake's will be there with the liquid refreshment. And there will be dancing and vendors and all kinds of things going on. We've been also hosting the filling station, the beer garden in downtown here. Just started last Friday. Huge crowd showed up the first night. Thank you all very much for participating. It's a nice public area. Even when there's not a beer garden flowing, it's still a nice spot. Nice to have downtown, a little resting spot or a place for groups to meet, activity, public space. That's what we need. You want people downtown. You need little resting spots here and there. So hats off to the committee and to Lois, all the people that helped make it happen. And we'll look forward to Jake's. Well, we'll see you on Fridays in July. In September even, I think we'll plan some Oktoberfest celebrations. So things are happening downtown. And again, remember Salsa Night. The beer garden won't be on Salsa Night, of course, because many other things going on. So looks like summer's off to a nice thing with some gatherings. Now this week, let's see what we're celebrating. I saw, well, I guess it's National Slurpee Day or Slurpee Week or something. I saw that favorite beverage of ice and soda or fruit juice. I guess that's what everybody has now. Good refresher in the summertime. Of course, you can certainly make your own Slurpees, slushies, whatever you want to call them. Food sale, let's see, this week. A lot of desserts, it seems. Blueberry muffins, pecan pies this week. French fries on the 13th. Corn fritter, 16th. I guess nothing says summer like corn. At least, we're finally, in the Northeast, we get a little bit late, but tomatoes are right around the corner. It looks like South Jersey is harvesting, and we should be in full swing, I'm hoping, next week. A little late planting this year because of that late frost warnings we had. It kind of held everything up 2 or 3 weeks. So everybody, please be patient. The Jersey tomatoes are coming. And as far as corn, I know my supplier, Jim Sansone, he had some small ears ready, the mini corn, but we're waiting for the Jersey corn. It's funny, Dad. People like the corn that is from their area, just like, many indigenous products. Something that, even though corn is a hybrid, it's probably 10,000 years in the making. I believe it once started off as a grain, just like wheat, and then, of course, now we have it full-blown ears that are good. It kind of fuels the whole country between ethanol and feed for livestock, sweeteners, starches. You get so much out of corn. Very little of it is left, the varieties that are planted for eating, but there still seems to be plenty of it around. And so when we're looking for corn, the varieties, you're going to have white corn, yellow corn, or the bicolor, pretty much. And then there's levels, there's a sugar enhanced, super sweet, and those of you that grow it know these from your seed companies. Mine, I recall, we always liked the Seneca Chief, an heirloom variety, yellow corn. I guess it's hard to find, but I think if you seek it out, you can still find some of the old, just like tomatoes, they survive somewhere. But since corn is a hybrid and it's always changing, sometimes if these heirlooms aren't preserved somehow in the seed, they're going to evolve over time and kind of disappear. I recall when I was first working on a farm at 14, that was That was when you were allowed to officially go to work and earn a paycheck. And at 14, the only jobs you could do was a farm. Of course, where I grew up, half mile or so out of town, either way, there was farms. Were farms, just like in Hunterdon County. Some of them, of course, disappeared, but it seems they're coming back. And one of the things when out picking corn and eating it warm, right off the cob, not even cooking it, you know, it's warm from the sun. It was so sweet, so good. And that's, after that, you're kind of spoiled. I mean, yes, you cook it, and you get corn that's, frozen super sweet, or you get it in the supermarkets. But eating it warm, raw in the field, nothing beats that. What we look for, of course, the fresh silk at the end. Don't, when you're in the supermarkets, don't peel the things down and look and see. You can always feel around the top to see if the ear developed fully. The silk should be nice and fresh looking, not dried out, and the ear should feel kind of heavy for its size. You can squeeze a little bit, see if there's a little bit of give in there, but basically the sweetness of it, the longer after harvest, of course, the sugars convert right away to starch. Now, I'm sure keeping it chilled, you could slow that process down a little bit, but feel them for a good heavy ears and look for fresh silk, and then eat it as soon as possible. A couple of average ears should give you about a cup of corn kernels scraped off the cob. We're going to go through some recipes today, starting with corn fritter. And yes, corn is, we always like to roast it, grill it, boil it, eat it off the cob, but I'll give you some ideas for taking it off the cob, especially if you're serving a crowd or if you don't have a pot big enough. But this might be an easier way to enjoy it more often. After all, corn on the cob, in my opinion, should be its own course. Not unlike a lot of times people consider asparagus this way, but when you're getting into an ear of corn, it's best just to keep going until you're finished. Just eat it on its own and then enjoy the rest of your meal. We'll be right back after a couple of messages at Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. offices located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The stars. All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's table. So we're going to talk about corn. A couple of ways to use it. Again, grilling it. Oftentimes, we could do it two ways. What we do is, of course, get the silk out of the corn, but leave the husk attached, and then pull the husk back up, and sometimes we'll soak those in some water if your fire is a little hot. Kind of protects the corn and kind of roast it inside the husk. Some people like to peel the corn and wrap it in foil. Of course, seasoning it, put some seasoned butter in there. And I guess the one treat is the mayonnaise and cotija cheese, or even Parmesan. Maybe some spice on there. That seems to be a fun thing to do. You can also grill the corn out of the husk, and that's going to brown it a little bit more. You can actually roast it, too. You get that toasty flavor on the kernels there. And that's nice to eat on its own if you're having a cookout. But also if you roast or grill the corn like that, especially if you have a bunch of it, better to cook it and save it than to let it sit around for two or three more days and get it less sweet. Kind of stop the time clock there. So you grill or roast the corn, and then you can use it in recipes. Adds that extra dimension of flavor to things, especially in a corn and black bean salad, for instance. Nice touch of summer, of course, and includes tomatoes, peppers, all a nice summer bounty. And then black beans, nice color contrast, great flavor. If you wanted to mix the beans up, of course, wouldn't be wrong. I guess with the salad, now sometimes we've used very fresh corn. We use the corn raw, or sometimes we'll blanch it for maybe 20, 30 seconds in hot water. But if it's nice, tender corn, I mean, you could just use the raw kernels, and also roasted or grilled. And again, gives that other little flavor change to your salad. Some people may call this a salsa. I prefer to call it a salad. Serve it room temperature, serve it chilled. We've even served it warm. Give it a quick saute to warm it up, if that's your thing. But very good raw. So black beans, cook your own. You want to soak some and boil them. I always throw a bay leaf in there for a little flavor. You could use the canned, which, again, you have to, when you're seasoning your salad, be careful. The canned beans can be a little bit salty. What we do with the canned beans, of course, is rinse them, get that liquid off of there. Makes them a little bit less salty. Because you're going to make a dressing for this salad, so you don't need really the liquid from the beans. If you're cooking your own, of course, just take them out of the water. Diced tomatoes, diced peppers, if you like it a little spicy, you can throw a little jalapeno in there. Diced onion. And you have, so you, and make the proportion you want. If you like, more on the corn side, if you wanted more black beans, that's a neat thing about something like this. You can just kind of just build it. Now, what I use for dressing is olive oil and red wine vinegar. And not too much vinegar. It's more olive oil, just enough to dress it. Vinegar, you want that little bit of sharpness because you've got some sweet vegetables in there, peppers, onions, tomatoes. Hopefully they're nice and sweet. And I'll season it, I guess, kind of like a salsa. A little chili powder. Oregano is great. Cumin. A little cilantro. If you don't have cilantro or you don't care for that, a little mix of fresh parsley and basil would work. But, yeah, the salad, it doesn't need to sit that long. Of course, overnight is nice or for a few hours, but it's one of those things you can make up in the morning and serve it that afternoon. Now, if you've done it, use that as a base. Actually, works nicely with smoked shrimp on this salad. If you've ever smoked shrimp, of course, you could grill them and get a little bit of that flavor, but smoking them over some wood chips, if you're smoking shrimp, what we do is mix salt and sugar, half and half, some regular sugar, not super fine, and some kosher salt, equal amounts of each. You have your peeled shrimp, and you sprinkle it both sides with this salt and sugar mix. And you let the shrimp sit for maybe 20 minutes or so. It'll form, it'll get kind of glossy. It's forming what's called a pellicle. That kind of helps absorb the smoke. Then you'll rinse those off and then smoke them over wood chips in your stovetop smoker or over wood chips over your grill. And very nice to go with this salad, this corn and black bean salad. All right, now the corn fritters. That's what we promised you here. So I found this, many ways to do it. I found something Barbara Kafka years ago did a book, Vegetable Love. Pretty good edition. It gives you tips on buying and prepping vegetables besides some recipes. A lot of microwave work in there, but of course, it's from the time when microwaves were the thing. But handy to know in case you're pressed for time. Some good variations in there. So, yeah, so you could take corn kernels and put them in a, let's say, a pancake batter. And you could make little griddle cakes. You could make fritters with those. Have your batter fairly thick and just drop them into a deep fryer. Usually you need to get about 3 cups of oil. 375, 360 is good. Watch the temperature on that because of the sugar in the batter. If you're using a pancake batter, it'll brown pretty quickly. The other way, of course, and we used to do this with our flapjack batter, is to separate the eggs to get some of your leavening and the lightness. So if you have 4 ears of corn, let's say, and what Ms. Kafka does is grates the corn. First, you take a knife and score the kernels right down the rows, and then you grate them. So you're getting kind of minced up corn. Because what you really want in these fritters is something easy to eat. You don't need to cook the corn first. You're using it raw. So you grate the corn, and then you mash it. Get it kind of into a pulp. To this, you'll add 2 tablespoons of sugar, 2 teaspoons of kosher salt, and a little paprika. Or, if you want to spice them up, I would put in some cayenne red pepper. Now you have 3 eggs that are separated, meaning you're to separate the yolks and the whites, 1/4 cup of flour, and 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. So you're going to mix the corn with the sugar, salt, and the yolks and the flour. Make a nice smooth batter. With the whites, you're going to whip them until they're a nice stiff peaks, nice and fluffy. And you'll fold those together, trying not to break up the whites too much. If they sit too long, they will go back to their original form. So this is something you want to do right before you're going to fry the fritters. So now with that egg white in there, it lightens up the batter a little bit. You've got your oil, again, 375, and tablespoons at a time. Nice little snack. Can go with a variety of sauces. Just fry a few at a time till they're brown, golden brown. Drain them, and then your favorite could be sweet chili. It could be any kind of dipping sauce. You taste them, anything that, you know, a hot pepper sauce, anything would go with corn. But southern snack, corn fritters, made with the separated eggs, comes very nice. You know my name? When we come back, we've got a break for a little news here. We're going to build a nice corn chowder. And this could be the base for some variations. And also something I made one time. I'll call it a torta. I could call it a pudding. I needed to serve corn to a crowd, and I didn't want to have the whole ears hanging out. I wanted something I could transport and warm up, so I made this torta, which I'll share with you. And then, of course, there's the succotash and the versions, the mock shoe. We do it at the restaurant once the corn comes. Nice side dish or a base for other proteins. We'll be right back, Chef Bill's Table.
Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Violence is never the key. It's not acceptable. We have to be able to come together and lead by example. If we're not able to stand together and control our emotions, then how can we ever expect anyone else in the world to do so?
That was the woman who Facebook live-streamed the shooting death of her boyfriend in Minnesota last week, and she's calling for justice against the police officer involved. She went on to say on GMA this morning that Thursday's shootings in Dallas are not the answer to what happened to her boyfriend. Carpal tunnel syndrome is a nerve disorder. New Jersey surgeon Ann Miller says it's caused by repetitive stress.
There's a variety of people who are at risk. Women who are pregnant are at risk. Diabetics are at risk. People with thyroid issues are at risk. People with rheumatoid arthritis and other conditions causing swelling and inflammation of the tendons are at risk.
This is USA Radio News.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So, it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your active wear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the active wear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too.
In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Back at the table. Eric. Concert on PBS. His 70th, celebrating his 70th birthday. Slow Hand. Amazing artist. Anyway. Corn. Torta. You know, sometimes, you know, corn in other forms. Where's the ground corn? Polenta. Grits. Cornmeal mush, there's goes under many things, and of course, cooking that you can serve it right away as kind of a base for other things, or it can be chilled and cut into wedges, fried, grilled, many things to do with polenta. So I wanted something that was kind of a cake form, but fresh corn, not ground corn. And for these, I used actually a 9-inch round, well, we call them, we'll use them for our takeout containers. Cake pan, aluminum. Very easy to get the product out. 9-inch round, 1.5 inches deep. So that's going to hold about 1 quart, just for reference. 1 quart of filling. Usually a 9-inch pie tin will be less than that because of the, it's a little bit shallower, but 1.5 inch deep, a good deep cake pan. It'll give you enough room for this. And just vegetable spray is all you need to do to prepare the pan. So for this torta, so I wanted corn. I wanted it to be, you know, kind of like a quiche, but not really. Wanted some cheese in there. I was actually trying to mimic the Mexican corn there with, you know, the street food, the one with the mayonnaise and cheese and seasoning on it, spice. And I said, yeah, I want something easier to eat. I had to transport it and something that could be served chilled, room temperature, or warmed up. So I took a couple cups of corn, and again, when I cut the corn off the cob, also with the edge of the knife perpendicular to the cob, I scraped the cob to get the milk and any little pieces that are left. So this way, when you're stripping the corn off of there, you don't need to go too deep where you're taking part of the cob. Actually, if the little corn remains, it's fine. Then you scrape it, and you get these little pieces, and you get the liquid, and you want to save all that. Usually when you're doing the corn, you have a big bowl or a roast pan or something to catch everything, especially when you're scraping. You get a little bit of splashing there. Some people turn a small bowl over top of in the bottom of a large bowl so you can rest the cob on the overturned bowl, and you have some room for your knife to work there. But good sharp knife, and don't force it. Just kind of saw the kernels off and then scrape the milk. 2 cups of half and half, or if you want, if you don't have half and half, you could use 1 1/4 cup of milk and then 3/4 cup of heavy cream, kind of make your own half and half. So what I did was I cooked the corn in the half and half, in the dairy. So you're kind of infusing the flavor into the cream, gets the corn started cooking. Add some onion, if you like, garlic. At this point, again, infuse the, get the flavor through there. And once the corn is cooked, and you simmer it, don't rolling boil it. You don't want that milk to, or the cream to reduce too much. Just get the corn cooked a little bit. Take it off the heat, and then add your chili powder. If you want mild chilies, are good in there, salt and pepper. And then I whisk in some jack cheese, a little cheddar if you like, maybe 3 or 4 ounces. A couple of 3 tablespoons of Parmesan is always good in there. Or if you have the Mexican cheese, put that in there. So you've got your hot liquid there. Now, you need some eggs. This is what's going to give it some more structure. We're not putting any flour in this. It's another neat thing about it. It's gluten-free, if that's a concern for you. So what we do with the eggs, we do it kind of like when we're making a custard. We call it temping the eggs. So you have your 4 beaten eggs in a bowl. You have your hot liquid. Now, what I do is pour some of that, a little bit of that hot liquid into the eggs and whisk that around. So you're bringing the temperature of the egg up. You're diluting them a little bit because you don't want them to scramble. If you just throw raw eggs into the hot liquid, you'll get scrambled eggs. Another thing, what I like to do with this is take about 1/3 of it, the corn, and puree it. You can either do it in a blender or with an immersion blender, or simply stick the immersion blender into it and give it a few quick bursts just to get some of that pureed again so you spread the flavor around, a little smoother texture. So now you've got your eggs temped, put the eggs back in and mix thoroughly, and you can pour this mixture in your prepared pan, your cake pan. The oven could be 375, or you could bake a little bit slower, 325, and then brown the top a little bit. But 375 works well, and it doesn't take long to cook. Your mixture is already hot, so, you know, 20 minutes or so, this thing could be done. Give it the knife test, or the toothpick in the center, make sure that it comes out clean. And then let it rest. And you can slice this. It's almost, I guess, kind of like almost like a cheesecake, right? Or a thick quiche. But it can also be chilled down, and then it could be served. You can warm it in the microwave. You can cut it into wedges, put a nice little salsa with it if you like. And really a nice way to get fresh corn flavor, fairly rich, just like if you put butter or mayonnaise on it. But easy to serve. But just capture that flavor of summer. The corn torta. So next, all right, so we summertime again at the restaurant. We like to do succotash and mock shoe, two nice corn casseroles. Now the succotash, you always see it in the frozen foods department. It's corn and baby lima beans. And really, as much, you could make it much more than that. First of all, the regular larger lima beans probably are better. If you don't like lima beans, what we do is use soybeans, the edamame. And those, fortunately, you can always find in the frozen foods. Probably the natural foods area would be the easiest place to find them. So the edamame, they're a little bit bigger than lima beans. They don't cook up as creamy. That's kind of what you miss with the other beans, like a butter bean or a good lima bean. You get a little bit of starch coming off of there. But if you don't like them, the edamame works fine. Plus, it makes it a nice, with the protein, makes it a nice main dish. So when we're doing our succotash, we, again, cut the corn off the cob, and we scrape it to get that milk. If for some reason you're using, you know, it's off-season, using frozen corn, again, what we do is just puree some of the frozen corn before we cook it. It's kind of that. Something to give it some body. It shouldn't be just distinct vegetables blended together like the frozen packages there. So we start with a little shallot or minced onion, and we saute the corn with the corn milk. And depending on if you're using limas or edamames, you add those to the mix, and then we'll add a little, actually, you could do chicken broth, but water is fine. Make sure you salt and pepper it. Succotash, many versions. It was originally corn and beans. They kind of grew together. The pole beans the runners would go up the corn stalks. And in fact, in New Jersey, the three sisters, you had corn, squash, and beans. That was the combination that provided great nutrition, and because they all grew together. So we'll have to saute and then add some water and just kind of braise it a little bit so everything comes together. Now, our addition to this, of course, some green beans, because they're a nice summer vegetable. They could be blanched and added later. You want to set the color on these. You don't want them to get too dull. So we would boil the beans, and you can cut them into shorter pieces, but adding the green beans, nice contrast, and this becomes a nice base for other things besides being a side dish. One of our favorites is to steam or poach some nice seafood and present that maybe with some scallions on the succotash. And all the good, I mean, at least around here, I mean, if you were doing fluke or flounder, I would cut the fillets in half lengthwise and roll them in what we call turbans. You roll it up and set the flat side down. You have little looks like little hats of flounder. That's the best way to poach or steam it. Holds it together nicely, good for presentation instead of trying to do flat pieces. You can do it in a lot less space, and you've got, you know, it preserves the texture of the fish better. But certainly scallops, shrimp, lobster, and corn. Monkfish would be one of my favorites, and even a nice chunk of a nice white fish like cod would go well with this. But the monkfish medallions are great. But any of these steam them with some scallion, and serve it on the succotash. You've got a real nice meal. I know a lot of people tend, you know, you'd think, oh, corn, we'll put some rice with it, but you really don't need it. The corn's a starchy vegetable. It's a grain, really. It's not a vegetable. So when you have the corn and then you have your other beans in there, very nice way to serve steamed summer fish. And some people choose to add maybe, you know, if you like a little tomato or something like that. But that's going to be more along the line of mock shoe, which when we come back after these couple of messages, we'll walk you through that one. And then we'll do a nice chowder, because I know we all like seafood and clam chowder. But good corn chowder in the middle of summer, nothing better. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Table here, winding down another hour. So, mock shoe, I think I should call it, kind of a Cajun succotash. Of course, this is more with other vegetables. So, again, we do the same thing: scrape the corn, cut the corn off the cob, and scrape it. Save that milk, and we'll start this one with we'll do onions and a little garlic. And some peppers. You can use red and green if you like. And we'll saute the corn with the peppers and onions and the garlic. We add a little bit of our Cajun spice at the restaurant that we make ourselves. If you have your favorite one, you could use that, or simply some salt, pepper, and some cayenne. I want this to be a little bit spicy. So, as the corn, the peppers are cooked, taste them. You want to get the tenderness you want. And then at the end, we fold in some chopped, some diced tomatoes. We like to use the Romas, the plum tomatoes. If you want, you can peel and seed them, but not necessary. So the diced tomatoes will cook for just a couple of 3 minutes. You don't want them to come apart. And to finish this, we add a little heavy cream and some scallions, both the green and white parts. So you want, and you don't want that cooking too much. You want that fresh onion flavor. But this, that's, you know, it's a little, you know, the Cajun, a little rich there. So it's kind of the butter and the cream. So it's kind of more like a casserole. And this, again, nice side dish, nice base for other foods. Some people do it, what I guess used to be called, like Mexican corn. Just take, you know, green and red peppers and corn together and some onions. But this is a nice, again, casserole, braised dish. You've captured all the flavor of the corn. You've got your other summer bounty in there. Another thing right now, I know we got some nice patty pan squash from the from Jim Sansone. I think I'm going to combine those with I'll dice them with some corn. And we should get some tomatoes. We've got a lot of fresh basil out back of the restaurant. We grow some herbs there. But even a nice vegetable mixture, whether patty pan or summer squash, diced with the corn, some tomato, basil, all goes well together. If you still have some asparagus, wouldn't hurt to put that in there anyway. Or corn and asparagus, good combination. So anyway, but those are, you know, a couple of vegetable side dishes. Now the chowder, and I like building chowders. Chowder's, I said before, that's one of those things. There's recipes, but it's more of a process. And this one, of course, made with corn. Now, I've done corn, cream of corn, corn velvet, I guess you could call it. You could do a nice puree. I like the chowder. And what we've been doing lately with our chowders, and check this out, I've done it with other, like my sausage and potato soup, is we'll cook some potatoes along the side. And you want to use actually a good starchy. Idaho's would work for this. But steam some peeled diced potato on the side, or slices, doesn't even matter. You just want to cook them thoroughly and puree them and use that as kind of the thickener for the soup. So again, you don't have to worry about the flour and getting a lump and cooking the flour out. And although it doesn't thicken quite as much as flour, you're getting a little more body in there. If I'm doing, say, my sausage and potato soup, I cook the potatoes right in chicken broth, so add some flavor to them. If you're doing a clam chowder, usually in a restaurant, we'll cook the potatoes separately to make sure they're all cooked properly and not overcooked. We'll always cook those in clam broth so the potatoes absorb the flavor. So use a little puree, or with this chowder when it's finished, even just, again, take the immersion blender and just buzz it a little bit, just some of it, to if you want a little bit more body. But we'd start this course with a, you know, great slab bacon if you can, or some diced ham. We like to put that smoked pork flavor in there. Bacon would be ideal. Render out the fat. Now, when you're doing this, you could cook the bacon until it's fairly crispy, and then drain it, and then save that fat to saute your vegetables in. Or if you want us to start with some butter, you can. But if you're doing bacon, ham could be added even towards the end if you like. Crisp it up in the pan and add it in there. So you've got onions, you've got peppers. I would do some celery. Even some carrots if you like. Nice diced carrots. So say you got a pound of potatoes, you know, some red and green peppers, half an onion or so, 2 cups of corn kernels, some celery diced, scallion. Again, half and half, or do your mixture of milk and cream. But you're going to cook your vegetables and your corn, You know, I start with the onions and peppers, saute a little bit. And we like to saute the vegetables first instead of just dumping them in the broth. It helps set the color. It gives it that a little bit better flavor. So when you're doing soup, saute your vegetables, then add your broth. You could use chicken broth. Another thing you could do, though, and we've found is after we strip the corn, we'll boil the cobs in water, and you could just use that water with some salt. And I'll tell you, simmer it for, you know, a good half hour to an hour. And the water's sweet. It's very good flavor. So a nice corn stock would be nice if you don't want to use chicken broth. Just remember, if you're making any of your own broths or stocks, to the salt's probably the big difference. Make sure you're salting it properly. Always salt at the end, because you can always add, but it's hard to take it away. Then you end up diluting it. So you've got this corn chowder. Now, again, if you choose not to tighten it with a little bit of flour, I think the potato puree would be enough. Or, as I said, take some of the soup, just puree a little bit of that and add it back in. Sometimes I think people want it too thick, too creamy. I think most traditional chowders I've seen are with milk and potato, and they're fairly loose, fairly thin. What you want is just the flavor and not a lot of a lot of flour, a lot of pastiness. So do that, either use your potato puree or puree some of the soup to thicken it up. Now, with this corn chowder, you've got that. And what's better than, say, lobster added to the chowder? And you can have your cooked lobster meat, of course, added at the end. You could warm it and put it on top as a garnish. Scallops are great in there. Any chicken, if you like. If you want to do chicken and ham, would add, if you want to make this kind of a main dish. But the corn chowder, just like the side dishes, make a good base or a good foundation. I mean, they're great on their own. I know it's tough to think of soup in the summertime, but, you know, when you've got the corn, I mean, why not? And if you're having a cookout, and say, you know, I've got people, okay, I can't have clams, I don't want clams, or you want just a break from the clams, you've got that corn chowder. And again, the smoky flavor, put some nice slab bacon or ham in there. And you've got a real treat to enjoy in the summer. And I say add some seafood, if you like, as a garnish or alongside, and you've got it made. But whatever you do, enjoy the corn this summer. Buy it fresh. Prepare it as soon as you can after picking it or after purchasing it. Very versatile. As I say, it's probably better to cook it as soon as you get it and use the corn later in recipes than to let it sit for 3 or 4 days and turn to starch. One advantage of frozen corn, even though the texture might not be the same as the raw, when you're, you know, and not able to get fresh corn, same thing as it's blanched. It's blanched as soon as it's picked, so it locks the sugar in there. And that, after all, is really what we're after, right? That eternal quest for sweet and salty. All right, so I got to run. Hour's almost up. Again, enjoy the local attractions here or wherever you are. Plenty of it's getting in state fair season pretty soon. That's always nice. But plenty of things. Look in your area. Again, Flemington downtown, the filling station. We won't be there this Friday because of Salsa Night on Saturday. It's going to kind of be enough party for everybody. But support the vendors that are there, local merchants. Get downtown and enjoy it. And as I say, those last two Fridays, it rained a little bit. But remember, rain in the summertime doesn't last very long. You get a passing shower and then it actually cools things off. Chef Bill signing off. Enjoy your week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Violence is never the key. It's not acceptable. We have to be able to come together and lead by example. If we're not able to stand together and control our emotions, then how can we ever expect anyone else in the world to do so?
That was the woman who...